Bristol, For the Record, a new local oral history podcast from BCFM Radio in partnership with MShed Bristol and funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
What is your name and how old are you?
I'm India and I'm 12 years old.
When and where were you born?
I was born on the 30th of April. 2011 and in Southmead Hospital in Bristol.
What are some of your earliest childhood memories?
I remember going to St. Paul's Carnival when I was really young, and my parents were like doing music and we got food. And I also remember when we moved from Downend to Warmley when I was really
young. So you lived in Downend when you were really young. Can you remember anything about the area of Downend?
I remember that the house was quite large, and the garden, there was lots of grass and flowers, that's all I remember.
And now you're living in Warmley. What's Warmley like?
Yeah, Warmley is like, I'd like to say my neighbours are quite like close together, because it's like a little cul-de-sac, so Warmley is nice as well, and there are quite a lot of parks around.
Can you remember anything else from your childhood over the years that stick out? Any other highlights, any big events or anything that have happened in Bristol?
I remember some events where my parents were speaking and I would sit in the corner. Sometimes I would fall asleep. But yeah, I remember big events where they would present things like the diversity awards.
So what do your parents do?
They work in the media, but my dad is a radio presenter and my mum's a sign language interpreter.
So they seem very, very busy then?
Yeah, sometimes.
What is it like to grow up in Bristol?
When I say Bristol, like, most people are like, where's that? Like, if they don't know the area. So I have some family in Canada and things, but they're not familiar with Bristol. But I like the sound of growing up in Bristol because it's, like, not a well-known place. So it is, but not widely. So I could say that I've grown up in Bristol and I like it as well because there's quite a lot of places in it.
What's your favourite thing about Bristol?
I'd say like the community, because a lot of people know each other. If we're just walking down the street, then my mum would be like talking to all of these people because she knows them or she's seen them. But yeah, that's what I like.
What do you not like about Bristol?
There's nothing I like majorly don't like, but sometimes there's a lot of litter on the floor and stuff, so it's not the cleanest place.
So now you're at secondary school. Where is your school and what is it called?
It's in Bath and it's called St. Gregory's.
Tell us about St. Gregory's. What do you like about it?
In St. Gregory's, the teachers, I like the teachers most, to be honest, because they're different from my primary school teachers. They're more like realistic, I think, and I like their teaching methods as well.
Who's your favourite teacher and why?
My RE teacher, because he like opens up discussions and debates and things that with topics that like interest me.
What's your favourite subject at school?
PE mostly, because I enjoy football.
Which football team do you support?
Man United.
So you don't support a Bristol football team then?
If I was watching like Bristol, for, like local football, then it would be Bristol Rovers because some of my friends play for the grassroots team as well. But like major team, Man United.
And now thinking about your primary school, what was your primary school like and where did you go for that?
I went to Our Lady of Lourdes in Kingswood and most of my friends in primary school came with me to secondary school. So I made quite a lot of friends there. And when I left, I remember like the teachers saying that I made an impact on the school, which is quite nice as well.
Oh, that's really nice. Who was your favourite teacher there? Can you remember?
A teacher called Mr. Polson, because he would always like, if we had suggestions, because I was a team leader, then he would always like try to include them in the school and try to make it better.
Nice. And can you remember some of your school trips that you've done over the years in your primary school and secondary school? Can you go through them and share some of the stories that happened?
Yeah, a couple trips to the zoo in primary school and secondary school. And recently, the most recent one I went on, there was like a little monkey and they weren't like sectioned off so they could like walk around. And one of them jumped on my friend's bag and she was like screaming. But after that, we had to go because it was getting late. But yeah, it was really fun.
Was that at the old Bristol Zoo or the new one?
It was at the old one, actually.
What other school trips have you been on and where in Bristol and around?
I went on a trip in Bath. We went to the aquarium, I think. That was in secondary school. We've also been to...
Is that Bristol Aquarium?
No, it's in Bath.
Ah, sorry, you did say that.
In Bristol, where have we been in Bristol? We went to We the Curious. I like.
What's that?
So it's like, I think it has bits of, it's near an aquarium, but We the Curious is like, it has lots of interactive things in it. Like, it's like almost a museum, but it has pictures and like things that you can read. It's got a lot of history in it and it's like a lot of stuff about the history of Bristol. And there's also things aimed at smaller children, like fun, like toys and stuff. It's hard to explain, but there's a lot of things that little children could go on.
We the Curious, that's like a science place, isn't it?
It's got little facts and stuff in it.
And do you like it there?
Yeah. I went a lot when I was younger.
Comparing primary school and secondary school, which one do you prefer? How do they differ or how are they similar?
I reckon when I was at primary school, I would have said secondary. And now I'm in secondary. I look back and I do miss primary, but I think it's because like most of the things like detentions and like more stricter things now on order, they weren't really a thing in primary. So I feel like I could be more free. But now I'm in secondary school, I think I prefer it more because I can like talk in depth about different things in school and there's a more wide range of people that I can talk to as well.
Have you had a detention yet?
No.
Good, good, good. So outside of school, what do you like to do in your free time for fun, your hobbies and interests?
I like to play football and I'm quite a sporty person. So I did athletics in school at one point. I did the 1500 metres and it was really hot. I like to do things like knitting and sewing, like in my spare time, especially in winter, I made some scarves and hats. I also like cooking and baking. I think that comes from my parents because they do a lot of cooking and stuff as well.
What do you like to cook and bake?
I like to bake like cookies and crumble, like apple crumble especially, and like cakes and stuff. And I like to cook pasta, like pasta and mince. And I also like to make chicken.
Nice. You talked about football. How is it to be a girl playing football?
I think like some of my teachers, they were saying that I'm really lucky. Me and my friends are lucky that we're allowed to play because some of my teachers, like female teachers, they said they just stopped having interest in sports because they weren't allowed to play football as females. But yeah, I feel lucky and like proud that I'm able to join a football team of girls that share the same interest.
Do you have any brothers or sisters? And how do you get along with them?
Yeah, I do. I have three sisters and one brother. And I get on mostly well, but there are some arguments every now and then. Mostly to do with going into each other's rooms and stealing stuff.
Have you done that? Have you gone into one of your siblings' room and stole stuff? What did you steal?
No, I'm a victim of it.
Would they say the same thing?
Yeah, probably.
And what do your siblings do? Are they older, younger, and what do they do?
Two of them are older, and my brother Solomon, he is actually abroad right now. He's with part of my family in New York, but he's studying architecture. My sister, Shalina, she is 20 and she's an actor. She's done quite a few productions at the Tobacco Factory and like the Hippodrome and stuff. And we go to watch her and she's really good. I enjoy watching her. And I have our older sister, Summer, and she's 27 and she plays netball for Team PAF.
Do you have any heroes and role models who inspire you? And if so, why?
Mostly my parents, because they talked to me a lot about when they were younger and their like background, and it doesn't seem that they had like much of an opportunity, but they made one because of their talents and their aspirations. So mostly them, and also my siblings.
Looking towards the future, what are your dreams and ambitions for yourself?
I'd like to work maybe in the media, like my parents, maybe in radio or something, because I enjoy that. Even if I'm just going to work with my mum and my dad, I enjoy it. So maybe something like that. But I also like the thought of helping like other people. So if I was working in, I don't know, football, I might be a coach for like younger children. But yeah.
So you have a few ideas there. Also, we've been interrupted by your cat. What's the name of your cat?
He's called Tevez.
Tevez. And is Tevez your only pet or do you have more?
He did have a twin brother, actually, but he ran away quite a long time ago. But I think we still see him around. Like, I think he maybe got lost, but we see him around. And Tevez has actually got an extra paw, so it looks like he's got a thumb as well.
What are your ideas for Bristol in the future? If you were the mayor for a period of time, what changes would you like to see in Bristol?
Like I said before, like some cleaner streets maybe, but also housing and things like that. Some people have not got like good areas to live and like it's quite poor conditions. So to improve that mostly.
How would you improve that?
I'm not sure. I would actually speak to the people that have to live in those conditions and like see what they need to improve and talk to them as well in the community.
Just thinking about Bristol more, if you could add something to Bristol, like a new building or a new facility apart from housing, what else would it be?
There's quite a lot of these around Bristol, but specifically in my area, like a community centre for like younger people.
So like more youth centres?
Yeah.
Do you go to a youth centre at all?
I have been to one, like with my siblings, but yeah. It's like near their church as well. They have a youth centre.
Do you go to church?
I do.
Which church in Bristol do you attend?
St. Nicholas in St. Paul's.
And what do you think of going to church? What does it do for you? How do you feel when you're there?
I feel like the church is quite multicultural, which I think is quite rare sometimes because with religion, there might be, it might be quite divided. But yeah, it's a really multicultural church. And I think like no matter your belief, it's the aim of it is just to bring like everyone together, like everyone as a community are the church and that God like loves you. That's, yeah, the message.
India, thank you very much.
Thank you.